Has anyone ever been asked to do something that they don't think they could possibly ever do? I saw a hand go up. That's good. Some audience participation. But one of the things for me was being a priest. I thought, there's no way I could possibly be a priest. I didn't have what it takes. But that's kind of how the apostles felt in today's gospel. Right before today's gospel picks up, Jesus had told them, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he does wrong to you seven times in a day and returns to you all those seven times and says, I'm sorry, forgive him. So the apostles probably thought, of course, wait, this is crazy. If someone wrongs me or sins against me seven times, are they really sorry? Do they really deserve my forgiveness? This is impossible. I can't do this on my own power. And that prompted the apostles to pray and to ask the Lord to say, they said to him, increase our faith. Because they saw the call that Jesus had given to them, but they realized that of their own strength and power, they couldn't possibly do it. And then Jesus, of course, invites them and tells them, even if they have faith the size of a mustard seed, they could do impossible things. He invited them not to focus on what they couldn't do, but what God could do through them. And perhaps sometimes when we think about faith, we might think about all those things that our faith calls us to do, those things that Jesus commands us to do, and we can be overwhelmed at times. How we are called to follow the commandments, to follow the Beatitudes, to live the moral life, to put God above all else, to follow his will and not our own, to put aside our selfish desires, all those things. And those are definitely all part of our faith and so essential, but we have to look at faith in even a more basic level at times. Faith is not only our belief in certain doctrines or things or knowledge about God and knowledge about who we are and who we're called to be, but first, faith is about trust, not in doctrines, but a trust in someone, and that's faith in our Heavenly Father. Just this past weekend, I was able to visit some friends out of town, and they have a beautiful family, four kids, really busy, crazy, beautiful house, because there's just so much activity and life. And the dad told me a story. Their youngest is about a year old, a baby girl. And he said they had just gone to a baseball game that week. And he said his little daughter really loved that baseball game. And I'm sure she wasn't paying attention to the baseball game, but what he said is that she's always going to have good feelings attached to the baseball game because I held her in my arms the whole time, and she just loved it. She rested in her father's arms. That's what our faith is about, that relationship with our Heavenly Father, being able to rest in his arms without a care. Just like when we were little children, knowing that we could go to our Father, that we know our Father can, you know, our dads could do anything, is what we believe. But truly, our Heavenly Father can do anything. But we had no cares in the world when we rested in the arms of our Father. The world could be in chaos around us, but to rest in his arms, everything was just fine. And that's what the Lord invites us to be. Jesus tells us different times throughout the Gospels that we are called to be childlike. We are called to be humble. We are called to be trusting, knowing that while we may be weak and small, our Heavenly Father is powerful, is strong, is loving. He loves each of us eternally, completely, and in every possible way. And he loves us with a personal, individual love. And he invites us, yes, to trust more fully in him each day. And also to trust in that great gift that has been won for us through Jesus' death on the cross, making us adopted sons and daughters of the Father, inviting us to a greater trust in God's plan and God's call for our lives. Because certainly that's where it all needs to start. It all needs to start with that amazing, infinite love that God has for us. Certainly, yes, God has a call for us to live the Beatitudes, the commandments, the moral life. And all those calls, all those commands, everything the Lord calls us to be and to do is not just so we're doing the right thing, but it all comes out of that amazing place of love. So that we could know His love more fully, so we could live our lives to the fullest, so that we could experience the happiness that He wants for us here, but then also, of course, the happiness that He has planned for us in eternal life. So this is that gift of faith. And to grow in that gift of faith, knowing God as our Father, knowing that we are loved, knowing that no matter what happens in our lives, in the world, or lives around us, that we are loved, we are protected, we are cherished, that whatever happens, God has our best interests at heart. But we need to grow in that faith. We need to grow in that gift of knowing that we are loved. Of course, we heard about the mustard seed, and in a parallel passage in the gospel, Jesus speaks about the mustard seed being the smallest of all seeds, but then it becomes among the largest of all plants. So that seed of faith, which we have been gifted with, of course, we need to nourish it. We need to feed it so that it can grow. So that's so essential for us every day to rest in the arms of the Father in prayer, to spend time with one who loves us beyond all our imagining. Not just because it's the right thing to do, but it's because God wants to love us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to guide us. He wants to remind us who we are and that we can place our trust in Him. And in reading and listening to the scriptures, the Father also reminds us again of His love and helps to feed our faith and helps us to remember again who we are and that He will never leave us, He will never abandon us. Then also, of course, we can pray exactly in the same way that the apostles did, and we should. We can pray, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase my trust in You. Increase my knowledge of You and Your love in my life. And when we do so, when we get the focus off of ourselves and our struggles, our shortcomings, and focusing on what we can't do, and we focus on letting God more fully into our lives, then He can do amazing things through us. Yes, because it's not about what we can do, but what He can do through us. Because truly it's about Him and not about us.